Dunk, we're back. You got your tea?
Where are you? And I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I've got tea.
Good. Fantastic. I'm glad.
Are you good?
I'm good. I got my tea.
I was just thinking I miss you because we took a lovely tea break. But
Dunk, we're going to try something new. Are you ready?
Oh, we're not doing karaoke? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Which we are playing fucking 20 and go fucking Russian roulette.
Where one of us will die in 20 minutes.
Possibly. I mean, that's always a possibility in every episode, technically. I have got a random question generator, Dunk.
Okay.
Now, do we do one question and discuss it for 20 minutes, or do we do as many as we can?
Do as many as we can. Let's quick fire this.
Yeah?
We're going to do quick fire Russian roulette. I never thought I'd say that. We're both going to die. Okay. This is how this goes.
All right, you ready for question number one then?
Yeah, let's go.
What are your top five snacks, Duncan?
Top five snacks. Twiglets. Mini cheddars. Are we including chocolates in this?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, I'm going to go Percy Pigs. I'm going to go Whisper Gold. Very hard to find up here. I bought one when I was in Glasgow. It was great. And what would be my other snack? McCoy's salt and vinegar crisps.
I'm going to go ready salted hula hoops. I'm going to go the dolphin sweets. If you don't know them, you need to know them. They're fucking gloriously tasty. I am going to go fucking hot dogs. Yeah, that's right. Hot dogs count as a fucking snack. Go fuck yourself. I am going to fucking say... Oh, shit. I'm going to say... Mini eggs at the moment, but that changes. My chocolate love changes quite often. It's never one thing. And I am going to fucking say something I'm going to fucking snack on. What the fuck is Richard going to snack on apart from everything? I'm going to go with fucking Morteza chocolate bunny fucking thing. There you go.
It's a banger. That is a banger.
That's a banger, right? Those are my five. All right, next question. What technology advance are you looking forward to in the future?
I'm looking forward to augmented reality glasses. Google glasses came out too early. I think the Apple Pro Vision is too big and cumbersome, but if there's something you can incorporate into actual day-to-day glasses, where you can have like your, what song's playing, scrolling across the top, or directions if you're using Google Maps in your pocket. Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. What about yourself?
I'm looking forward to implanting Elon Musk's new chip into my body, one, so that it works better, and two, so that I can just look at you and give you an erection.
The Wandering Spider DLC, is that what you're calling
it? I ain't got a fucking clue what it's called, bruv. On a serious note, what am I looking forward to? Better toilets, man. Better fucking toilets.
Mate, get a bidet.
I want one. I want a Japanese toilet. I want the Japanese toilets because they are the best.
You can, yeah, get yourself a bidet because you can just attach it to the top of, and it'll be like having a Japanese toilet, but you can use your existing plumbing as it is.
Next question. How do you best like your ice cream?
Cold. Next question, please.
I like mine with caramel sauce on and hundreds of thousands and a flake.
I like mine vanilla, but on a pudding, like a pie or like a winter's pudding.
Okay, I got you. Do you have any apps on your phone that you've never used? Yeah, I got fucking loads.
Yeah, I've got loads as well.
That's a dumb question. On any given day, what do you think you spend the most time doing? Well, mine's between shitting. it's not at the moment. It used to be. Mine is, apart from a bit riding around in pain, talking. I spend fucking a lot of time talking. I have a job where I talk. I talk to a lot of people. I work with a lot of people. On my spare time, I like to do podcasts with my good friends like Dunk and talk. Yeah, I spend most of my day talking, I think.
I spend most of my time gaming and then regretting that I spent most of my time gaming. But I did have a conversation the other day where I said that the enjoyment I get from gaming And the fact that gaming takes me out of the current world by using, virtual stimulus is a good thing, and it's better for my mental health.
When you said gaming, first of all, I thought you said gaining, which made me laugh quite a lot. Like gaining weight, like you're just eating loads of food. And then second of all, Dunk is trying to make me a gamer, and he's proud because I've now played 2 games in 2 months. I've played FIFA 2024, and I've played... Ahuro, Pryro, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express.
And South Park is out next month.
Yeah, man. Still giving me my next one. I'm excited. Next question is, what is the last big goal you accomplished, Dunk?
The last big goal that I accomplished, I haven't really achieved it. I do lots of little goals. I would probably say the last big goal was getting my current job. I'm passing for my current job, but that was a while back. So,
I was going to say you donated, you done a streaming thing for charity.
Oh yeah, I've done that. I want to do more though, so I don't really count that as a big goal. I want to go further with that. I think also future goals, I want to start donating my plasma for people with immune deficiencies. So.
Oh, nice. I like you, Dunk. My last big goal on a personal level was probably getting through my open MRI that I had in early January, because I'm fucking terrified of MRIs and my fear's just gotten worse and worse, and it was a big build-up. So that was probably a big thing. In general, I do big goals every day because I help special needs children achieve little things every day, and that to me is a big goal, and I love it, and I get to make a difference to their lives every single day, and they are fucking awesome and better than everyone else.
The worst thing about your MRIs, mate, is that you have to remove your Prince Albert piercing, so it's always quite problematic putting it back in.
I mean, definitely for you, Dunk. Definitely for you. Mine's just my nipple piercings, man.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, no, the Prince Albert is good. I mean, it's you know, you've got that instantaneous of engorgement, but it's
question
problematic otherwise.
What's your thoughts on a nipple piercing? Do you like a nipple piercing? Not on you.
On someone I'm partial to a nipple piercing. It's not a deal breaker, but I don't mind it.
I love a nipple
piercing. It's a nice bit of decoration.
It looks fucking good, man. It looks good. Next question. Sorry, listeners, I'm trying to get Dizzy's fucking ball that she keeps chucking under the fucking sofas. So please excuse me whilst I make lots of noises. What foods did you used to like but don't anymore, Dunk? Oh, now you've fucking got it, Diz. Well done, you dig.
Foods that I used to like but don't anymore. I would say like a lot of school foods that we used to eat. So things like turkey Twizzlers. I don't think I could put that in my mouth in much of rubbery and horrible. Certain McDonald's things. I say I've gone off nuggets. I went through a phase of, like, whenever I went to McDonald's, I'd get a share box of nuggets, and it would have to be hot. And I had a few which were a bit small, and I also had an incident where I got very drunk and woke up the following morning and ate some cold nuggets and immediately threw up. So, yeah, I don't think I'd probably eat chicken nuggets.
I think mine's probably similar. Like, McDonald's in general is a food that I don't like anymore.
I'll have it when
I have to. Like, you're on a long car journey and it's, like, the only thing you can find. But overall, apart from the milkshake, which is all right, it's kind of not as good as it used to be. Their fries are not as good anymore. Their burgers have never been good. It's really, McDonald's is just sauce. And if you like sauce, you like McDonald's because you like their sauce. But the actual quality of food is shocking. I'm going to go with that one too. Next question. What's something commonly do people that you think people will wonder why? What the fuck is... Hold on a sec. I've got to try and figure this question out. What's something commonly today that you think people will wonder why anyone ever did that 50 years from now? Got it.
Okay, so what's something that people do today as a regular occurrence that people will wonder in 50 years why the fuck we're doing it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Wiping
your ass.
Going to work? Yeah, I think people in 50 years' time, the majority of people will be working from home unless you absolutely don't have to. So I think if you're going into like an office or you're going into like the financial district in London, obviously as a teacher or something, you have to be there face-to-face. But if you can do your job from home, why the fuck would you go into an office to do the same job that you can do from your desk at home?
Yeah,
we've proven it works.
I could agree with that.
I think in 50 years' time, we'll 100% be doing most of our day-to-day work from home.
What about if you're a bin man, Dunk?
Well, no, but I mean, like I said, things that are manual and like bin men and stuff, that's exceptions to rules, but there'll be certain automation processes in factories that you can do from home, so you can tell a robot to do something and you don't have to be there to actually do it.
Shit, you know that, what was that cartoon fucking Pixar movie where everyone got like fat and was hovering on this little hovercraft?
Oh, Wall-E. Yeah, we're 100%, we're moving towards that. Wall-E's, I mean, we're destroying the planet.
Yeah.
You, me and Taylor Swift are destroying the planet.
You know what, I'm going to be really bold.
But not as fast as Joe.
I'm going to be really bold and say drive. No one's going to be fucking driving because we're going to have done so much damage that we're going to have to go back to horse, cart and carriage.
Mate, I'll be honest, I would not mind that.
No, nor would I. It'd be cool.
As long as I could get the PTO in order to ride from, say, here to southeast London, or then, yeah, I'd love to do it.
Right, next question. Have you ever had to complain to management? Why? Yeah, I do it all the fucking time. I did it yesterday.
What, as a management within my company?
Yeah, and the reason is because some people are fucking dumb and they're bad at their job. And they fucking cause conflict over nothing. So, if you're dumb and you're bad at your job, I'm going to tell you.
I personally haven't, but I have been a middleman when I was a middle manager. So, I've had to take complaints of racism at the workplace forwards. And, I then had to point out to someone who was 2.5 times older than me that when somebody deems something racist, it doesn't matter whether in broader appeal, whether in broader scheme of things it is or isn't, it is racism and it has to be treated as such.
You're right, Dunk. How would you describe your sense of humour? Can you give an example?
Dark as fuck. My example is the previous 120-odd episodes of this podcast.
Mine is childish and flirty, I think. I can give you an example. What bees make milk? Boobies! Next question. What uncommon thing would you like to see become more common, Dunk?
So can you repeat that, sorry?
What uncommon thing would you like to see become more common?
I would like there to be a greater respect for other people socially. I think we have hit a peak of everyone having self-entitlement. I think everybody should be more considerate and aware of other people's feelings, and we should all try and live a more harmonious life.
That's very nice, Dunk. Very nice. I'm going to say hygiene.
Oh, well, you're not a fan of people having a piss and walking off?
Yeah, hygiene needs to be improved massively, guys. It's bad. There's a lot of bad hygiene. A lot of spitting, a lot of not washing your hands, a lot of not washing your hands properly after wiping.
My dick ain't dirty, mate. In my defense, my dick is not dirty.
Right, next question. Where do you draw the line, Dunk?
About halfway across the equator.
Where do I draw the line? I draw the line when someone is trying to hurt someone else.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of seeing other people be hurt for the sake of someone else's game. So, yeah, I think we're in alignment on that.
Next question. What do you find is the most boring part of your life at the moment? I like this question.
Waking up.
Really?
No. The most boring part of my life at the moment, I don't know, is probably work.
Really? That's sad. You need to enjoy your job, Dunk.
It's a means to an end. It gives me enough money that I can do fun things, and those fun things give me the enjoyment. So, yeah. About balance, isn't it?
Ah, Mine's not work.
On the whole, my life's very enjoyable. I just like to moan a bit.
It's not my work. I like my work. It's not even travel, because like going to work with Joe's really fun, and our car journeys are quite fun. We get to spend quality time together and make a podcast sometimes. What's boring? Food's not boring. Watching TV isn't boring if there's good shit on TV. I've got some good books. I've got some good games. Hospitals, there you go. Hospital appointments is the most boring thing in my life at the moment. I'm so bored of going to hospital every week and having all these fucking medical things constantly. Next question. What's the way you find yourself procrastinating most? Mine is cleaning. So I procrastinate by cleaning. I'm constantly like, I need to clean before I can do anything else.
Gaming or watching YouTube videos?
That's a common one. I think Joe's is probably YouTube as well.
I can find myself in watching YouTube videos for hours. Not just as background noise, just there.
Yeah, it's very easy. Would you feel comfortable showing me the photos on your phone? Would you feel comfortable showing the photos of on your phone, Dunk, to me?
I think 98%, 99%, yeah. And there might be one or two in there, which I've forgotten are in there.
I mean, I have no issue showing you anything, Dunk. It doesn't matter. There's lots of great shit on my phone.
Oh, it's not for my comfort. It's for the comfort of other people.
Yeah, I know.
You won't find no dick pics on my phone because my dick is too small to take a picture of.
What's the most difficult thing that you still do each day?
Get an erection.
This sounds ridiculous, but when I'm in lots of pain and my body's flared up and my ribs are really trapped, it genuinely is breathe. Like, breathing is really fucking difficult and I have to breathe. But breathing is really painful. So that is my most difficult thing.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the erection.
Okay. What obscure interests do you have? Well, Joe's is arm wrestling. I know that. Obscure. Maybe I like to collect football stickers sometimes. I go through a little phase of like really getting into football stickers. I just completed the first ever WSL Women's Super League football sticker collection. And it was I enjoyed it. I was like, oh my gosh, I got the first ever Women's Super League one, and I've completed it.
I think probably Warhammer, but then to call that obscure is kind of... probably D&D. I think it's still not mainstream enough that lots of people have done it. I've been doing a D&D campaign now for the best part of 3 years, so...
I
said that's relatively obscure.
I love this next question because it's kind of... This is basically... The Boys kind of addresses this, the TV show The Boys. Would the world be better or worse if superheroes existed?
Worse for the people who aren't superheroes, better for those who are.
Would they be able to protect us? Do you know what I mean? I think it would mean more war. Do you know what I mean? More kind of dictators trying to control things with superheroes and stuff.
I think every superhero would inevitably end up being a self-interested person. I mean, the very nature of being called a superhero is very self-interested and self-aggrandizing anyway. So, yeah, I'd say the world would be a worse place.
You don't think they'd all be vigilantes like Batman?
No, because in order to have vigilantes, you'd have to have villains, and I think inevitably people would side for whichever side's more powerful. So if there's more villains doing villainous stuff, then I reckon, yeah.
Can I just say that?
It'd create an arms race.
I love Batman. I've always loved Batman, but the older I get, the more insane I think Batman is. The fact that it's a billionaire person who is trying to fight crime... through violence and stuff on the streets, even though the kind of problem is a whole society problem, which he could improve by using his billionaire money to better the environment. It just doesn't make any sense.
Do you know why he went through all that? He went through that process because he didn't grieve properly. He bottled down those feelings and he put them behind a fist. And he should have taken the time to grieve.
Are you listening, Joe? Are you listening? I reckon Joe takes out all of his grief on his dick when he masturbates.
Just is that why it's it actually looks like the pudding spotted dick?
Yep. 20 minutes.